Praise the Lord. You know, understanding God's plan of adoption is really critical, especially in these times, because it's going to be needed. Okay, it's going to be important. You know, the understanding in this area has not been very much, very developed through the centuries. And there have been, in the last century, maybe two or three times that people tried to get into this part of the God's revelation, but they haven't been very successful. They've tried to apply practically, but didn't work out because there wasn't the time yet. See, God has a time for everything, and he plans things, and he releases the Holy Spirit to do the work that is required. And now, you know, we are in the time when I think that is going to be important, it's going to make a difference. And so I believe that there is an awakening in that area, an understanding about the children and sons of God. We're going to continue on that topic, and I'm going to be praying now for today's message. Father, we just praise you and thank you. Thank you. Thank you for, Lord, your Spirit, Lord, ministering to us and opening up the truth in the Word so that we can receive and be transformed by it, Lord. We just praise you and thank you for that. We ask you that, Lord, our heart be open, that, Lord, we may be able to hear with our ears, to be able to see with our eyes, Lord, spiritual eyes, and to be able to understand and receive, Lord, the things that we need to know to cope with the times we are in and for the future, the time we are going to be going in later on, Lord. And Lord, I'm going to take from the book of Ephesians, pray the prayer that started in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. You know, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of our understanding be open and enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand, at his right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one which is to come. And we just praise you and thank you, Lord, that we may pray this prayer, Lord, and we may receive understanding, that we may receive a spirit of wisdom and revelation, because that is what is needed to be able to appreciate and apply properly your word. And we thank you in advance, believing that this is your will, it's expressed in your word, and we receive it in our heart, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. So, one of the things that we started to see last week and the previous week, okay, the fact that there are different words in the original language talking about the children of God, the sons of God, and everything else, you know, all the this topic. But if you look at the way they've been translated in any of the Bibles that I've been looking at, starting from the King James and all the others, they do not correspond at all to what the Greek words is. And even if you look at the, you know, Strong Concordance, and you look at the dictionary, the translation, it's not accurate, it's wrong. It's actually completely the opposite of what the Word of God is actually saying to us. And that shows one thing. Okay, the lack of understanding in this area and this theological struggle that people have in trying to figure out what the Holy Spirit is saying. God doesn't use words in a general way. It's very specific when he's dealing with issues that we need to understand. And in this case, you can see that the only way to really get the proper understanding in this area is to go to the original language. And you are going to see that there are, you know, there are at least three that we are going to talk today. Three different words that are used. Okay. But they all always show one thing. That when we become children of God, that's just the beginning, and there is a parallel between the physical and the spiritual. A child, when he's born, is just a baby. And a baby can do just that much. Because he's not trained or not, you know, as limited understanding about things. And as he grows up, hopefully, he becomes more understanding how to connect with the world around him and know what to do about different situations and respond to those. And some people learn better than others. Some people learn from their mistakes, some other people don't learn from their mistake. They keep doing the same mistake over and over, and they just don't change very much. It's the same thing spiritually. Okay, so we have to understand that just being born again, that's just the beginning. That's when we start seeing the kingdom of God and start entering in. It's like we are moving into a new dimension or a new nation, if you want, on which we actually don't know much of their language. And we had to learn to operate in that environment, that culture and that things. It's exactly the same thing in the spiritual world. Okay. Now, there are so many places. This is spread throughout the whole New Testament. There was not much understanding about this in the Old Testament, although there are some implication. But, you know, it's interesting to see that starting from John chapter 1, verse 11, we read the scripture before, but I'm going to expand a bit more on that. Okay, he came to his own, he's talking about Jesus, and his own did not receive him. Okay, the word receiving him is paralambano, which actually means, you know, did not accept him. They did not associate with him. But as many as received him, and that's the word that's already changed there, is just lambano, which means, you know, when they took him, they accepted him. Okay? To them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Okay? We have received, is lambano, is to take. It's a choice we had to make. He's choosing to believe who he is and what he has done. Okay. And this is really what he's saying, that they didn't receive it. Okay. That involves not just believing that Jesus is Jesus, but he's actually lining yourself up with his commandments, his instructions. Okay. Involves one of the things is repentance. That means realizing that we are doing something wrong and we change. We are making a decision to change and to be different. If there is not that part in the story, you know, in our experience, just believing Jesus means nothing. Okay, there has to be that part. Okay, and the Holy Spirit is going to guide us. Then when we start having the Holy Spirit, okay, working in us, okay, and showing us the things that need to be changed. He's guiding us into all truth. He's guiding us, helping us to see. So, you know, so the problem is not there. You know, when you say, well, I don't know if I repented of everything I did, doesn't matter. Because that's the job of the Holy Spirit, to bring it up to you. And it's going to happen. because you're going to be in a situation in which those decisions, those values that you had to change are going to come up to the surface. And that's the time when you have to make the decision and make the step that is required. Okay? So that resolve all the issues, okay, that, oh, I don't know if I've done everything. No, just relax. Just stay with the Lord. Just allow the Lord to guide you into the path that is going to change you and make you grow and sanctify you the way it was said once, you know. Essentially, you become more and more clean because you are faced with situation and you are going to have to make decisions. And if you stop there and don't make the decision, you get stuck. And the Holy Spirit is keep pushing on that until there is a change taking place. Are you coming along? Are you hearing what I'm saying? All right. Okay. So this is really, you know, reflected, for example, in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 to 9, 10, you know, really. But the key thing is there, okay, that when we realize that there are some values, some issues that are off the word, that are off of God's way, then we have to make a decision. And that is, you know, when you have to confess, acknowledge, okay, our sins, and he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And First John 1:9. Okay, so that's what happened. That's the process I was describing before. Okay, and that what that does, okay, that, you know, what I say, give us the right to become children of God. Okay, that they give us the ability, the power, the strength to be able to do that. Okay, the word there is exousia, you know, which is really the power to do it. I mean, releases the power of God to become transformed, changed, you know, in all the different phases of this transformation. Okay, it's our choice. Okay, is as a spiritual impact. Our decisions are a spiritual impact to release spiritual power and strength to become, to overcome in those areas that we have addressed and acknowledged and accepted according to God's, to align ourselves with the Word of God. Now, the word there for children is technon. The word technon, okay, is to reflect the difference between all the different ways that talks about children and so on. It really means a child. It means, okay, often is translated son, but is not the word, the poor translation, should not be translated son, because the word technon, the only thing it indicates is that you are descendant from somebody. Offspring, that's right. So you're descending from somebody. That's the only thing. Doesn't say if you're big or small, or young or old, whatever. Okay, but does not represent, does not indicate, okay, your spiritual condition. Okay. It's never used, that word, for some certain people. Okay. It's just referred to in general, does not address, you know, it gives you the right. You see, as a child of somebody, you are going to be an adult child, you know, grown-up son later on, as you are going to see, there are scriptures explaining that. But when you are born, you are a child, and you are really not operational from the point of view of an adult or mature person. You cannot do the things that actually a adult person can do. Okay. In some way, you know, that shows that you are just connected to God. Okay. You are born of God. So you're coming from God, but that's where it stops. And you are just there. There is an opening there. There is a change take place in you that is a major change because you have life instead of being dead spiritually. But you had to grow into that. So there is a change there based on just one simple decision to believe and to accept and to repent from the things that you are aware that you shouldn't do. That releases the power to do, to be transformed, to be empowered. Okay? So But there are limitations at that time. Okay, so we're going now to, for example, we have to remember this is not a physical birth, but it's a spiritual birth. Okay, you are spiritually born again. You are connected with God. Your life, your spirit is alive and is not dead spiritually. Okay, so that's the basic thing. Now let's go to Galatians chapter 4. Okay, verse 1 says, now I say that when you are born in a family, you become heir, of your parents. So now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all. See, because he's a child, when he's going to grow up, he's going to get the inheritance, and his master, the only thing that is going to come to him. But when he's born, he's nothing else that under the tutelage or after the direction of the parents, and he has no power whatsoever. He has to be submitted to them. Okay? He says, okay, now the word their child is not technon, okay, is nepios, which actually means, it's a combined word, okay, means not or without words. Somebody that can't speak yet. Okay, that means an infant. Or somebody that is young, but is applied in general in somebody that is not mature because of what the word that they're coming after. But there the word is somebody that is immature, okay? That's what it is, okay? Is although he's an heir, but at that time he's like a slave. The only thing he can do is to do what he's told to do. Okay? Now, continue. But is under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the Father. Now, this applies spiritually. Apply for a child. You know, this is a parallel between what happened with a physical birth and development and what happened with our spiritual birth and development. Okay? There is a time appointed by the Father in which they change state. And they become not anymore a slave, but they become mature person that they are able to get the inheritance. Okay. That generally happens by the time they're grown up. You know, often say, you know, in the will of people, says, you know, when they reach age, say 18 or 21 or whatever, they can come into the inheritance. But it's a time that is appointed before. And it's the same thing spiritually. God appointed a time before where a person has spiritually developed to the point to be considered a mature believer. Okay? And when we talk about that, you know, many things change. Okay, let me continue here because it's expand on the idea. Okay, an appointed time is ordained before, is fixed. And I believe that actually, you see, that's the reason why there is not much understanding in this area, because now is the appointed time. And now is the time in which people start to understand these things. In fact, people start talking about it. And the reason is because this is the second appointed time. The first appointed time for the time when Jesus was born, his first coming. The second appointed time is when Jesus comes again, and people have to be ready for that time. So it's the preparation to maturity that has to take place now. And if we don't understand, you cannot receive from God anything that you don't understand. See, first, you have to understand it. First, you have to get revelation. Second, you have to line up yourself in your life with what it says. Okay, so the first thing is but before he comes with for a bride with a spot and wrinkle. That means somebody that is mature, somebody that's cleaned up. Okay, so we have to get ready for that time because there is a long way to go. But the only way to be able to move in that direction is to have the understanding of what is involved in that, what are the things we need to do, how we are going to respond, and how is going to work in our life. And there are things we are going to see there, great benefit in growing spiritually. But doesn't happen by itself. It happens with our cooperation with a God plan of adoption that he has established. See, he has established an adoption plan that according to which, you know, is not just a question of, like, you know, you get approval to adopt a child. No, there is all an evolution until the child becomes what is going to be heir of the couple, or the parent. Okay, this is really what God had done, appointed time, ordained time. Okay, now, the children, I said, you know, in this case, talking about immature children. Okay, let me continue verse 3. Even so, we, when we are children, again, the same word is used there, you know, immature, okay, we're in bondage under the element of the world. Okay, what are the elements of the world? All the worldly principle, all the worldly ideas, all the worldly way, values and judgment. Okay, those are the things that we're guiding our thinking and our operation. So, you know, when we are children, you know, we are still in that dimension. We are not learned yet from the world, and we have not been transformed by the word, by the renewal of the mind, says in Romans chapter 12. You know, by renewal of the mind, we have not been transformed the way we God wants us to be, as son with the capital S. I mean, as really mature believers. Okay? So, now here is, now here comes the right word, the other word. Okay? But when the fullness of time has come, and this is referring to the same time where the saying, you know, the Father is establishing when is the right time. And this is true for each person, but it's true also collectively for the body of Christ. Okay? When the Holy Spirit is moving in that dimension. Okay? Now, when the fullness of time has come, God sent his Son, talking about Jesus. Now, the word for Son is not technon anymore. It's not, you know, what I said before, nepios, okay, but is uios. Okay, this is indicates a mature son. And it's used all the time when it's referring that from that point of view. For example, Adam was, Lord, a uios. Christ, Jesus, was uios. You know, Abraham was, you know, children of Abraham, you know, are actually uios of Abraham. Are you following me? I mean, if you don't follow, that means, you know, the implication. And when there is that word mean, you know, is that you are connected with your parents, not just physically, but in terms of character, in terms of the inner development. You understand what I'm saying? It's a completely different idea. So the two words cannot be translated independently. You know, should be seen how they apply. And you can see it exactly is used all the time in a certain way in all the New Testament. So this is really important to understand. The mature son. Mature believers are going to, the sons of Abraham, the son Adam, Jesus, and so on. You know, for example, even John 3:16, you know, who gave his only begotten son is Uios. Okay, the implication is, you see, that implies that he was at the connected with the Father, not just physically, but spiritually. Was mature from the point of view of where the connection should be taking place. which, you know, when you are born again, you should be starting to be connected spiritually, but you don't have the information yet. You don't have the understanding yet. You don't understand the things I said before when I was reading about the prayer. Understanding, you know, being enlightened and know, you know, having revelation about, you know, what is, okay, the knowledge of Christ. That is what is required to reach maturity. Now, let me continue here. So, going back to Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. But when the fullness of time has come, God sent his own son. So, who is? Okay, born of a woman, born under the law. So he was born under the law, but wasn't operating. You see, the law in the Old Testament was physically oriented. You know, we are talking about a completely different situation. It's not a physical thing anymore. You know, Uyos has to do with the spiritual side or spiritual development. And that part there, okay, means that we are developing understanding about values, about judgment, about things that make the difference between what you choose, the choices you make, okay, from a spiritual mature point of view. Okay. So, and let me continue here. Verse 5. To redeem those who were under the law, so, you know, to pay off for them, to take them away from it, that we may receive the adoption as sons. Now, that the word son there is again is huios. In the adoption is nothing else, you know, the word in Greek means appointment. Okay, anointing for that particular function. Okay, to fulfill. Now we have to fulfill and prepare ourselves to be ready for his second coming. Okay, now, so that's the thing that we have to understand that is happening now. Lots of people talk about, you know, saying, Jesus is coming, are you preparing yourself? Well, what does it mean? What are you doing? Going the old stuff that the people have done before? No, you have to get understanding, revelation. That's what was the prayer of Paul in Ephesians chapter 1 and chapter 3. Okay, get the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we can connect with what the Spirit is doing, so that we can understand the things that we need to do. Are you still there? Are you following what I'm saying? Okay, that's important that you understand it, because otherwise you cannot do that. You're going to keep doing things the way they were done all the time. Okay, so, you know, he came to redeem us, to buy us back. Okay, what Adam have lost, okay, he came so that we can get back. Because, but not just partially the way it is when you are born again, but get it fully back. And that's going to be fully manifested at his second coming. Okay, the same development, the same maturity. Okay, this is at this appointed time, see, for full maturity to come into reality for us, to that we can experience it. Okay, now the word there to receive that, okay, is apolambano, which actually means to take back. Okay, so we can take back what was lost with Adam coming. So you see, this is up to now, we only have taken back partially, okay? Our spirit is alive, but there is not the full manifestation of what it was like, which is actually given, in a, for example, in Jesus' walk, in the way Jesus walked, the way he did. Are you following what I'm saying? Okay, so this involved changes in our experience, in our heart, and in our the way we see things, in our relationship with God. See, before, you know, in the Old Testament, people were afraid of God. Well, that was not the way Jesus related to the Father. He called the Father. You know, it was just once or twice in the Old Testament God was called the Father. But Jesus called, that's the way he called all the time. And he was connected with him. He wasn't afraid. He loved God, and God responded to that and, you know, explained that over and over again. You know, I am the Father is in me, and so on. And we are in him, and so we are in the Father. So as a consequence of that, our relationship with the Father changes. It's not anymore a question of fear that, you know, it's going to blow me away if I make a small mistake. No, he's there loving us and wanting to minister to us to the point of giving his Son to die for us. So the idea is, and you know, one of the things that our relationship with God is going to change. We're continuing on Galatians chapter 4, the following verses, which is verse 6, says, and because you are sons, huios, okay, because you are mature now, okay, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son, well, this evidently is the same thing, into your heart. See, that's where the change takes place. This is where the things have to change. Okay, it changes first from the mind. You have to start renewing the mind, but it's the heart. Those decisions, those judgment, those things that this is right and this is wrong, that are in at the level of your heart, that have to change. Well, that is where the things be. You know, the send his Son into your heart, crying out, Abba, Father, which actually means daddy. Is a way that is, you know, a expression of affection and love, and it's not a question of being afraid of him, but it's connecting with him, because we realize how much he cares, how much he loves us, and how much he's there to help us and not to just punish us. Okay. Now, it doesn't stop there. So, you know, there is a change in our heart, a change in our relationship with the Father, okay, but doesn't stop there, okay. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. See, you don't do the right thing because you had to, because somebody tells you what to do. You do it because you are in the same business of your Father. You are connected with him. You care about him. He loves you and you love him. And he wants the same thing that he wants. So it's not anymore a compulsion, or it's not more, you know, something that you had to do and you feel constrained and sometimes you want to do something else. No, that's exactly what you want to do. Okay. Okay. But, you see, you're no longer a slave, but a son. Again, the word there is huios. Okay, and if a son, then heir of God through Christ. So you see, the meaning here is this, okay, the inheritance, and we're going to see even more, there's much more about that, but that inheritance involves, you know, what Jesus as a son had, as a huios had, is yours too. Everything that he had is for you as well when you come into the inheritance. Now, that's evidently we are not there, are we? There is some maturing to do, okay? But the point is, when we start understanding that, some things start to happen in the way we see things, the way we judge things, okay? The thing is, you know, if we feel constrained, if you feel, even when we make a mistake, you know, it's not anymore condemnation, but it's a conviction that has to be within us in doing the things we do. Okay. Now, and that is, you know, everything that Jesus had is ours. Now, when this is the case, okay, then there are lots of implications, lots of impact in our life, in our walk. Okay, I'm going to move now to Romans, okay, in which shows that what that is involving, okay. That doesn't happen instantaneously in every area. As I said before, as physical growth take place, as well spiritual work take place. We grow decision by decision, step by step. Each item we learn, we take a new step. Here says, Romans chapter 8, verse 12. It says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. Okay. Now, the word debtors there in Greek means, you know, to be under obligation to do something, to perform things. So you are debtors. So but we have free of choice. We are given free of choice. God doesn't force anybody. So, you know, we do willingly what we are expected to do. Okay. Yielding to the flesh produces problem. Okay. Flesh is what you learn from the world. You know, when you are born again at the beginning, you know, you still walk in the flesh. Okay. Yeah. Verse 13 says, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deed of the body, you will live. So you see, the Holy Spirit inside you guides you in all the steps that you had to take. And you, by choice, do that because that's what you want. That is what your desire is. That is what. So you see, the fact is, life is talking to you will live or you will die. He's not talking about physically, he's talking about spiritually here. Okay, so we had to put to death, okay, the works of the flesh. Okay, or to crucify the flesh. Okay, this is a clear, these are not just theory, not just, theology. These are clear decisions that we had to make concerning things, concerning values that you have, concerning, you know, the way we judge things that we do or don't do. Those are the things that are going to make the difference. That is what's going to make us grow. Those decisions that by which we align ourselves with the Word of God. Okay. And we do that willingly. We know that because we are connected with the Father, because we have understanding of the things we have to do, because we know, okay, that that's going to make enormous difference in our walk and in our result. We are going to have life instead of death. The other things brings death. I mean, end up separating us from God. Okay? And we don't want that to happen. So, those are pretty clear instructions. And we want to make sure, okay, that by the time Jesus comes back, we are going through this process long enough that we are mature enough and clean enough to be able to benefit from his coming. Okay? Because at that time, it's going to be determined who is going to be taken, who is not going to be taken with him. Okay? Now, understanding this is critical. This is very clear instruction on the process that has to take place in our life. Okay. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, you know, I think that I read that before. You know, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 says, blessed be the God of the Father, Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Okay, now, you know, all the blessing that we get from God, actually everything that we get from God, the only way we can get things from God is by faith. Okay, so, you see, we get all the blessings from God when we believe Faith is nothing else than believing what he said, believing his word, believing in his promises, believing him, and believing that the word is what we need to walk by. Okay? So this is the way we are going to be receiving the blessings. They are in heavenly places. I mean, these are, you know, things, everything that we need is there. But we have to appropriate those things. Okay, receiving the blessing is really lambano. We have a part to play in taking them. Okay, so we have by faith appropriated the blessing that God, that Jesus has provided for us, and it's not automatic. If we don't choose, those choices that we make result in the blessings. The choices that we make result in the manifestation of God's promises in our life. You know, and those, and that is actually going from the way Paul said, from faith to faith and from glory to glory. Glory is nothing else than the manifestation of the changes that are godly changes that God has produced in us. Are you still with me? Following what I'm saying. See, so he's giving us, okay, the path, showing us the way this is going, this growth, this spiritual growth is going to happen. This is why, you know, the only way for that to take place, you know, is that we become disciples. The mandate for the Great Commission, go and make disciples of all nations. It's not go, just go get people to go to church, because that's going to resolve the problem. If one is not a disciple, he's not going to grow. A disciple is one that actually applies the word, to study the word, applies the word, and really needs the help for you to be able to do that. Read a couple of more verses and we land here. Okay, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 says, just as he chooses us in him before the foundation of the world, that we will be holy and without blame before him in love. So you see, that was the decision that he made. This is the way he planned for us, that we become, you know, holy and without blame. So to qualify, we had to move in that direction. Okay, for the things that are planned for this time. Okay, so God wants everybody to be saved, everybody to be, you know, changing, everybody to grow up. It doesn't depend on God. It depends on our decisions. Depends on our choices. Our choices make all the difference. Okay? And so, you know, if we choose the right way, if we choose according to the word, if we choose according to the direction that God gives, what happens is we are going to be transformed decision by decision more and more the way he says he are holy and without blemish. You see, having predestined us to the adoption as sons. Okay, here, the adoption as sons is not adoption as technon. It's adoption as huios. I mean, mature son. That's what the adoption is. That's what the adoption plan is. It's not to get born again people, it's to make mature believers of them through discipleship, through teaching them by the word how they can line up ourselves in a line with the word so that they are cleansed and they become more and more like Jesus. That's the goal. That's God's plan. That's God's adoption plan, the goal of God's adoption plan. Now, that's a good place to stop. Well, that's a good place to stop. So let me close here. Okay. We are in a preparation time. Okay. Realize that. Jesus is, all the signs are showing that he's coming soon. I don't know when, nobody knows when. But we don't need to know when, we have to get ready, that's all. Okay? That's what counts. Okay? Nobody knows, not even the sun knows. So, you know, we all have to get ready. And so this is the time we have to get ready. Since we start having the understanding about these things, then we better wake up and start acting on that way. Okay? We need to have more understanding and revelation, okay, before the manifestation of the sons of God is taking place that talks about in Romans chapter 8. Okay? We need the understanding. We need to understand, to have the knowledge of the Son. Okay? That's really all the different aspects, all the different decisions, all the different choices that we had to make. Okay? But that helps us to know how we have to approach the thing. Okay? We can start as children of God, but we have to grow up into sons of God that are able to more and more be like Jesus, operate like Him, have the same results that He got, and be connected with the Father at the same level that He was. And for that, He gave us the Holy Spirit. So that we give us, He give us into all truth. That's another thing that, you know, as you can see, we cannot do it to our own logic, to our own thinking, to our own effort, even. If you do it that way, we get religious and we get nowhere, we get stuck. What we need instead is to be connected with the Holy Spirit, to receive the guidance step by step of the process that we have to go through, the changes that need to be taking place by His revelation, by His empowering, by exercising our faith and making decisions to grow and to repent and to change and to develop new way of looking at things, new way of thinking. They're releasing us the power of God to manifest the sonship. Praise the Lord. So let's pray. Let's close in prayer. Praise you, Lord. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. We come before you acknowledging all the good things that you made available for us through Jesus. He redeemed us from the law and put us in a new place where we can hear from the Holy Spirit the direction that we need to take in our life, the choices that we had to make, Lord, the steps that are going to happen in our life, in revelation, understanding, growth, strength, faith, and victory, and holiness. And we praise you and thank you, Lord, that you are going to guide us into this path that you have prepared from the beginning of the world. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord.